أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 120, 121, and 122 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Ta'ala discussed the downfalls of two groups of people, one the Quraysh of Makkah and the other Mushrikeen of Arabia, and the other the Yahud, the Nasara, the Ahle Kitab. When we look at all these groupings of people, they all claimed to be abiding by the millat, the way of life and the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So here for few ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes who this Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was, what were some of the salient qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Otherwise through the Quran there are very many other qualities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan. Certainly Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was an ummah. An ummah, one is the way we understand it, that he was an entire community. When we look at a community, we will find different people that have different good qualities. And when we look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, we will look at him like all the people put together, and each person's best quality is brought out. And this is the tafsir of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that we looked at Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam with qualities that were outstanding, sterling, qualities that far exceeded others. So that was one meaning that we can draw out from this word ummah. And then the other meaning, ummah will refer to the leader of the ummah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. He was not just the leader of his community or his people, but for the whole of mankind. Whatever it is, we will find it here. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about qualities of perfection. Qanitan lillah. And then second quality here Allah describes is that he was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will find qanitan lillah was not just obedience, but total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we saw the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam and the struggle. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. And number three, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was not from the mushrikeen, he was not from those who ascribe partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rather, he dedicated every portion of his life for the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Shakiran li an'umi. And then the next quality is that he was totally, absolutely appreciative, grateful, thankful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, li an'umihi, for each and every ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. If we took Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam out of his life, and if we had to put somebody else in that life, that as a young boy he had a struggle, then he was told to leave his house, and then he was thrown into a fire, and then he traveled to Syria, and then from there to Al-Hijaz. Any other person would have spoken about that as a life of difficulty. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam took it as a dedication to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence he looked at all the ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he appreciated and he was grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for each and every ni'mah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed. Ijtabahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had chosen him, wahadahu ila siratim mustaqim, and we had guided him on the sirat mustaqim. And the choosing of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala had chosen him, number one, to be a Nabi of Allah, number two, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed him in the fact that he had become the Khalil of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, number three, he had become Abul Anbiya, that he was the father of the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam that had come after him, and wahadahu ila siratim mustaqim, obviously Allah had guided him on the sirat mustaqim, and he guided others. Wa ataynahu fid dunya hasana, we granted him in this world hasana, many different qualities of good. Nubuwat, Allah had granted him children like Sayyidina Ismail and Ishaq, progeny that continued right up to Isa alayhi salatu was salam, insofar as nubuwat, qualities of his akhlaq and his character. Wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin, and certainly insofar as the akhirah was concerned, he was from amongst the salihin. In other words, he will be with those righteous anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.